Cleaning Nation. Want to hang out in person? Well, I know I want to see you. The ISSA, our big industry association, is holding their annual event in Dallas, and it is right around the corner this October 29th through November 1st. If you want to go there, hang out with us, get free access to the show floor, it's growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA 2018. Go check it out right now. The show only happens once a year. There are going to be tons of amazing resources for you to grow your cleaning company. In addition to the opportunity to hang out with me, we're going to do live podcasts. I'm going to be speaking. We've got an event. If you want to come to the event, just meet me meet me in person by registering at www.growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA 2018. Can't wait to see you there. Today, we are chatting with return guest Cherry Derryberry, who, as she does probably in every event she ever goes to, wins the award for best guest name, and that is her name, and not her maiden name. So I love that Ms. Cherryberry, at one point in life, met her husband, Mike Derryberry, and said, I need that in my life. But Cherry owns Compass Cleaning Solutions. They are right here in Phoenix, Arizona. I rarely get to talk to someone right down the road. If you want to reach out to Cherry and her team, you get a hold of them at www.compassphoenix.com. Cherry, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
So glad to have you. And Cleaning Nation, if you fall in love with Cherry, which you absolutely will, I will try and link the show notes page to her previous guest appearance on the show so you guys can check that out. Before we jump in with Cherry's question, she's got a really cool business and model. Why don't you kind of give yourself a real introduction and tell the folks how your business is set up so they can be amazed and flabbergasted, and then we'll jump into the coaching piece.
We're a franchise-based commercial cleaning company, and we work with people who have no other options. I'll give you one example. People come to us, they're not U.S. citizens, and we help them with immigration. They don't know the language, and we help them learn English. And then we teach them, and then we work with nonprofits throughout town.
So how many franchisees do you have currently, Cherry?
126.
That is fantastic. I can't wait to go back to our last episode and see how many you had at that point, because I'm going to take a wild guess that you've probably been growing like wildfire since we spoke last.
Yes.
Beautiful. Well, I love what you do, and I want to support you and not only your team and employees, but your team of franchisees out there making a better life for themselves. So what's going on in your world that I can help you with today, sister?
How do we connect with property managers? We need to take it up to another level. And we have our top franchise owner is billing $40,000 a month right now.
Fantastic.
We need to help her get to $100,000. That's her goal.
Man, maybe we have to have her on the show sometime. That would be fantastic. I love supporting in you and your community out there. And that's a great question in terms of how to get in touch with property managers. And surprise, I've got lots of thoughts that I cannot wait to share with you. So who would have guessed I had something to say on any given topic, certainly as it relates to the cleaning industry. So first and foremost, I want to kind of make a big deal about the assumption that Cherry made that some of you, I don't want anyone else to miss. So she started right off the bat with a niche. So many people come on and go, how do I get customers or new customers or big customers or quote unquote good customers? The better question you ask, oftentimes you'll find the better answer you get, whether it's of me or anybody else you're dealing with. And how do I get in touch with property managers is a very specific question. It's going to allow you to get a very specific answer, a lot of more actionable stuff. So everyone listening, just see the power as we're talking about this in terms of having a niche and as opposed to just going after quote unquote the world, especially as I start going over this stuff, you might go, wow, that sounds like a lot of work. If my target customer is the universe, but if it's a very specific number of people, all of a sudden that work seems a lot more doable, and surprise, surprise, you'll actually get paid. You'll actually get a better return on your time investment than if you're just kind of, throwing your efforts out there indiscriminately. So first and foremost is to pick a niche that you really want to be in, and property manager is an excellent niche. Second, you're going to want to probably identify the trading area that you want to do that in. So, Cherry, I'm guessing because you guys are franchised, you're pretty clear on the trading area or areas that you're willing to do, correct?
Yes.
Okay, so that would be number two. Number three is get a list, right? We want to create a list of every single, certainly if there's less than, you know, thousands and thousands, right? If you're a residential cleaner and your niche is, you know, 20,000 big, maybe not get a list. But when your list is in the hundreds or less than that, you absolutely want to have a physical list of every single human being that for sure that makes the decision to hire the services that you offer. Ideally, every single person that either influences the decision or makes a decision or is the gatekeeper to the person making the decision. So again, if your list is 82 people, you can absolutely get all decision maker, or I'm sorry, yeah, 82 decision makers. Your list might be 200 strong if the decision makers are 82, because you might have gatekeepers and influencers on your list. And when I say that list, you want things like email, phone number, mailing address. The more kind of bits and pieces you have on them, the better you can contact them. Once you have that list, and again, you can certainly buy a list from lots of different vendors that might have 50, 60, 70% of the data correct, and it's, you know, it's going to be months, if not years old. So ideally, we're going to create that list on our own. You can do it yourself. You can pay somebody to scrape data off the internet, to call them and ask them. So I would start by creating a list. And if this is a niche that you're all in on, certainly if the niche is only a couple hundred big, I would make that list on my own as opposed to buying it from somebody else. Chet, the resources I'll give you on that, Chet Holmes in his book, Ultimate Sales Machine, I've mentioned on the podcast before, talks about the Dream 100, which is where I got this concept from. That's a great book if you've got a nice small niche that you're going to go. Second thing is I would look to get 10% of the people on that list. A lot of people talk about, oh, well, I want to start another niche or I want to go a different direction. I wouldn't do that until you get the first 10%. Once you've got that first 10%, it can get a little more expensive to get the next 10% on a given list. So don't kind of expand your niche until you have at least 10%, because those are the easy ones. Once you've got that list, the next step is to make yourself everywhere, which again, if your list is owners of businesses, that could take tens of millions of dollars and years and years and years to really make yourself everywhere. If you've got a list of 107 people, it's really easy to make yourself known everywhere. And I'm just going to give you a bunch of different ways that you can do that. Facebook is a great start, and there's lots of facets to that. First and foremost, you could make a Facebook group, which would be Arizona property managers or Phoenix property managers, that is specific, and you could probably just invite people to that group. And again, in that group, you're not selling anything, but you are the moderator of that group. Like, we have the Grow My Cleaning Company Facebook group. I do a terrible job in that because we are in a very blessed position of having more customers than we can handle, but there's, I don't know, 4,000 people in that group. If I chose to kind of, I don't want to say market to that group, but really start contributing and be more intentional about giving value to that group, I'm sure many of those people, if not lots of those people, would want to do business with us. So starting a Facebook group or a LinkedIn group, depending on your niche. Go ahead.
Facebook. Property managers are on Facebook.
Okay, so starting
a Facebook question.
Well, no, I'm because the good news is whether it's property managers or owners of restaurants or owners of golf clubs or housewives that want their homes cleaned, the concepts are going to be the same. Certainly, I would say I started with Facebook because it doesn't matter what your niche is, most people are going to be on Facebook. I just mentioned LinkedIn and say if your niche, I wouldn't do both because it's too much. So find out where your folks are predominantly and go there. Everybody's on Facebook. They have, I think, over a billion users a day. So it's a good bet whoever your niche is there on Facebook. They may or may not be going to solve their cleaning problems on Facebook, but they are there. So certainly a group. Facebook is probably where I'd start. If you've got overwhelmingly people on LinkedIn, you can start a LinkedIn group. It's just only thing with LinkedIn is the quality there is probably better in that they're going to solve their business problems, but they may not be on LinkedIn as much as they're on Facebook. So starting a Facebook group is great. Lurking in other people's Facebook groups is great. And when I say lurking, I probably should have said add value, right? You want to find other groups that you can join and bring value to them. Don't sell, because the moderator, if he's a good moderator, she's a good moderator, he's going to throw you out. You want to actually connect with the moderator and say, hey, I'm looking to serve and bring value to the people in your group. I can give a special deal, or we're holding a lunch and learn, or, you know, find some way that you can bring the moderator value and the people in that group value. So you can start your own group, which is ideal. It just takes a little longer. You can combine that with going into other people's groups. The second way you can do it is by Facebook ads. And again, with any group, you want to make sure you understand their pain better than anybody else in the world understands their pain. And your Facebook ad is going to just be a pain bullet, right? Are you spending five times more five times more managing your cleaning company than you are doing your real job. And I'm just making that up based on what I know of property managers. But if it's your niche, you're going to want to know their pain in Arizona better than anybody else in the world. You're also going to want to do retargeting, which is anyone that's been to your group or your website, you can follow them around around the internet. So you can start, and again, as you start seeing these other things that we're going to do, you can kind of see how we'll be everywhere, right? We want you to manage the Facebook group that they're in, and they're seeing Facebook ads. And of course, you can tell Facebook, just show ads to property managers in this area. Oftentimes, you can also retarget them. So if you've put out a piece of content, right, 10 tips to make more money as a property manager, you can retarget everybody that downloads that piece of content to see your ad, which is fantastic. Second, you can do industry association events. That is a fantastic way to get in with groups, right? I talked about my group, the people I'm trying to serve, is owners of cleaning companies. Well, guess what? The good people at the ISSA have done a phenomenal job of assembling, I don't know, 15,000 humans, of which 5,000 will be owners of cleaning companies. And most of the best owners and cleaning companies, the most successful ones, will be all in one physical room once a year. Well, that's fantastic. I'm going to go there. So you want to make sure, and the nice thing with BOMA, Building Owners and Managers Association, I think they have not only national groups, but local groups. So I would be all over your local groups. And you can hold your own events, right? There can be a lunch and learn. I think I actually met Cherry when I was first starting out. Just so you guys know, I actually do the crap that I tell you all to do. I had an event. I think we had like four people there. I think I had like 15 that were going to come, and four people showed up. And there was Cherry, and I had a great time. I'm assuming Cherry had a great time. We're still friends, so I'm going to pretend she had a great time. But, you know, and I think of the three or four, I think two or three of them became customers. And Cherry,
how many years ago was that, Mike?
Don't ask me. It's going to make me sound old, sister. It feels like three. It feels like 100, but it was probably only 2 or 3 years ago. And again, I was a little bummed that not that many people showed up, but it's been 3 years. Cherry's been, I don't know if she's been a customer or not, but she's been on the podcast for twice now, I think. We've met at another event that was very cool. I was actually, I don't know if I was able to introduce her to these people, but she met some other. Anyway, we've had some really, hopefully I brought some value to her world, and I know she's brought value to mine from that. And that was what could have been considered a failure, right? I had, I think, like I said, 10 or 15 people were at RSVP'd, and 2 or 3 or 4 people showed up. But the 2 or 3, the quality of those relationships were fantastic. And I've done events since then that were much more successful and, you know, made me a ton of money. So going to other people's events that where your people are gathered in the instance of property managers would be BOMA, or creating your own event, right? And Cherry, like you saw the event that I did, how pitiful that was. Probably cost me, I don't know, $100. I'm sure we bought lunch for y'all and maybe spent 10 hours of my time or someone else's time gathering you all. And, you know, maybe I only made a couple $1,000 off that event, but the relationships, you never know. So creating your own events, lunch and learns, where you just buy people some food, bring them some value, and get to know and shake hands is fantastic. Another thing you can do, depending on your niche, would be to start a podcast, right? This we've built, like I said, I'm in a very blessed position of having way more customers than we can serve, or people that want to be customers than we can serve, pretty much through this podcast. We started doing Facebook ads, but this podcast, which also turns into a blog and a video, you know, YouTube channel, has been phenomenal. And again, it might be a little different for you all because my audience is global, right? We've got customers in Australia and Canada and all over the world. And you might only be looking locally. So it's not so much the traffic that you're looking for if you start a podcast, it's the authority, right? If you call, a lot of times people, you know, I try to call property managers, they won't talk to me. Well, if you call and say, hi, who's in charge of property, you know, bidding for your janitorial services, the gatekeeper is going to say pass, not interested in that. If you say, hi, I'm interested in talking to, you know, Cherry about having her on my podcast where we feature the best and brightest property managers in Arizona, much more likely to get a call. And guess what? Once you talk to them and you're just going to ask them their pain and make them feel special, much more likely you can start building a relationship and doing business. And I'm telling you, especially with property managers, there's some goods and some bads, right? The bads is they're very price sensitive, right? They're looking to kind of decrease the bottom line, whereas people that own the building maybe have a little different goal. So the price sensitivity is not great. But the flip side is, they also don't want to look stupid, right? They're very cautious because it's really important that if something goes wrong, they can say, I did my due diligence. I know this person. So they really go with long-term relationships. So this process, I know we're kind of throwing everything at them but the kitchen sink, because with property managers, building that relationship takes longer and is harder than other folks because they're like, hey, maybe you can be even a little cheaper. Maybe you're better. But the people I do now, they're consistent. I've used them forever. I can trust them. If something goes wrong, they'll make it right. And it takes a while for you to build that. So I'm giving you a lot of different stuff that can create that authority and that trust instantly. So Facebook groups, Facebook ads, retargeting, association events, your own events, having a podcast, absolutely do case studies with the people that you have, right? We're so lazy. I probably got 100 different people saying Mike's the best. And we've only got maybe a couple dozen on the website because I'm lazy, but you want lots and lots of your property managers on video when possible, sharing their stories, right? Sharing their stories of, well, before I met Cherry, my life was like this, i.e. terrible. And then something bad happened and I finally, you know, decided I've got to make a change. And then I went with Cherry and now my life's fantastic, right? So as many of those case studies as you can get, certainly if they're in Phoenix, right? So if I'm looking for Phoenix property managers and I've got a Phoenix property manager telling their story, and hopefully you've noticed I said case studies, not referrals or recommendations or testimonials, because if you have a website and on it says testimonials, people might click on it and just look to make sure you have them, and then that's it. If you say case studies, they're much more interested in people like them telling you their stories versus telling you how great Cherry is. But guess what? If you wrap it in a story, in that story, the moral of that story is going to be Cherry's great, and we want to do business with them. What else do I have? Oh, finally, I would definitely use shock and awe packages. That can be, and we go over this in depth in the Clean Profit Method, but you want to have a super amazing box or package. You can use, instead of just regular direct mail, you can do like the big FedEx packages, or if you want to go cheap, you can do it just by the regular postal service, but the same kind of package, instead of $30, it's like $8. You can have a big fancy box if it's a real high dollar property manager that, you know, we get them at Harbor Freight. They look, I don't know, like $60, but they're super fancy. I put custom videos in there. So instead of it just being a standard video, be like, hey, Cherry, it's Mike. I noticed you came to my Lunch and Learn event. We didn't get to talk as much. So I just wanted to send you a little, we always do a lunch and a movie. And then we put in movie snacks like popcorn and stuff, and then like a 5-minute little video to them. And then I'll even stalk on Facebook, right? So I'm going to find out who Cherry's favorite band is, or her favorite alcohol, or her favorite whatever. And I'm going to get her a T-shirt, or I have one of my one-on-one clients. I found out he liked Nick Offerman. I sent him a book that was signed by Nick Offerman. So we want to customize kind of shock and awe package. So, but the big thing is, those are just 6-7 ideas. The big thing is we want to feel like we're everywhere to these people. Because again, there's only 100 of them. We know who they are. We want them to absolutely know who we are. So whether they're on Facebook or LinkedIn or I didn't even talk about direct mail other than the shock and awe package, or looking for referral with the case studies or at an industry event, wherever they turn, it's like, good Lord, these Compass people are everywhere. They must be the only cleaning company or the only property manager cleaning company in the world. We want it just to be where property managers talk amongst themselves and they go, oh, are you using Compass? Like just the assumptive, of course we're using Compass, right? That's the de facto company. And the way we do that is just by hitting them a bunch of different ways that we've kind of hit today. So any questions, comments, thoughts, needs before we hit the lightning round, Cherry?
Well, I will share with you one thing that we do when we get a new customer. We use a company called Cutesy, and she puts together a little cake pop thank you gift, and she delivers it. She doesn't work for us. And so many people have said, nobody else in town is doing this.
So I love that idea. The only thing I would do is maybe add something like that before they buy, after you give a bid or after you have your first meeting or after they come to one of your events. If they love it and it's really making an impact, let's not wait till after they've already given us their money. Let's do it beforehand to give them a taste of how amazing it is to work with us. And then, of course, that doesn't mean you have to stop doing it after as well. But I would definitely move it to the front of the line. All right, let's hit the lightning round. I've been talking way too much. We've got a very, very bright individual on the phone. It's time for me to shut up and let her share some of her good stuff. As we do that, Cleaning Nation, I think this is our last podcast we're going to do with the ISSA because it's coming up so quick. So if you want to hang out with me, all the titans of the industry, go to growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA 2018 right now and register for your free access to the show. It's coming up soon, just a couple weeks, growmycleaningcompany.com/ISSA 2018. All right, let's hit the lightning round. I'm going to ask three quick questions. Cherry undoubtedly is going to give me three amazing answers. Cherry, what's the best advice you've ever received, either personally or professionally?
So keep on trucking. That tells you how old I am.
I wasn't going to say anything, but since you self-implicated, we'll let it go. But yes, absolutely. I've often found in business the only time you fail is when you give up, right? If you're still alive and you're still working at your goal, impossible to have failed. So I think that's obviously a less eloquent way than chair is beautiful, keep on trucking, but I couldn't agree more. Question number two, what's the biggest mistake you've made in the cleaning business so we can learn from you and make different, better mistakes?
Hire the wrong people.
God bless America. I couldn't agree more with that. Hiring the right people makes your job and life so easy, and hiring the wrong people can make you just want to quit whatever business you're in, whether it's the cleaning business or the property manager business or anything else. Well said. All right. I know Cherry's a big reader, so I'm personally excited to hear what she has to say. Cherry, what's the best book you've read in recent history that you can recommend to Cleaning Nation so we can all get some value from it?
I've got two. Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. And then the last one I just read was Getting Back to Happy by Mark Angel Chernoff.
Gotta love Think and Grow Rich. Getting Back to Happy, I think I've been recommended somewhere else before and I haven't read it. But if you love it, I'm going to assume it's fantastic. Cherry, thank you so much for joining us, for sharing your passion, your desire to grow. I appreciate you. I know Cleaning Nation appreciates you. Love to have you back on the show anytime. Cleaning Nation, if you want to check out Cherry's show notes page, all the links that we mentioned, the special video I made just for you on the five shifts you need to make to grow your cleaning company, it's all at growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now, www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now. I will see you there.
Congratulations. You are now 16% smarter. Still can't get enough cleaning goodness? Go to www.growmycleaningcompany.com for more of the good stuff. Ever want to be rich and famous? Owners of cleaning companies, as well as industry experts, can apply to be featured on the show by emailing our producer, Natalie, at support@growmycleaningcompany.com. Until then, don't miss out on all the latest cleaning industry lovin' at www.growmycleaningcompany.com. Check it out now.